codes. Godly Civics uses code to slow the cancel culture online. WTP is we the people. Think of the words so the verbs fit. Faction is what our founding fathers called political parties. Red is the elephant. Blue is the donkey. GL is gaslighting. PSYOP is deceitful psychological operation. WMD is weapon of mass destruction. DOI is Declaration of Independence. Code US is We the People's Constitution. 1A, 2A, 3A, etc. are Code US amendments. P number is APOT US, President. SCOT US is Supreme Court. Abba Father is God. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Nahas is the devil. Ekklesia is the scripture, Greek word translated church but means community. Ekklesia is churches. Pulpit leader is the head of any ekklesia. Pastor, priest, reverend, bishop, father, minister, padre, etc. Believers are Christians. Gaslighting. We must understand gaslighting, the Nahas WMD. Most people see gaslighting as a cool kid metaphor for lying, but that hides its extremely sinister meaning as the Nahas WMD against we the people. Gaslighting is the psychological manipulation of a person, usually over an extended period of time, that causes the victim to question the validity of their own thoughts, perception of reality, or memories, and typically leads to confusion, loss of confidence and self-esteem, uncertainty of one's emotional or mental stability, and a dependency on the perpetrator. Merriam-Webster. Our Abba Father's call to arms. Godly civics is neither complicated nor a soundbite, but it is profound. We must redeem our Abba Father 1776 creation, which the Nahas has destroyed, and get all we can into heaven for as long as possible, prayerfully to the end. That is our calling, and no denomination, pulpit leader, or member of the body of Christ is exempt from the new glorification mission. Go and make godly citizens. P. 45-47's populist, God-centered movement sets the stage and opens all the doors. Our job as pulpit leaders and the body of Christ is to redeem what our Abba Father delivered for posterity and was destroyed: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all. The preamble. Godly civics is a Holy Spirit-driven strategy to glorify our Abba Father in our civics. We do not pretend to speak for him. Godly civics is a North Star that guides us to the redemption of our USA. Your intake of godly civics is between you and the Holy Spirit. All worship center doctrine DNA remains intact. Godly civics' foundation for the entire body of Christ is, whatever you do, do all in glory to God. Fight at the ballot box with the same fervor as the Black Robe Regiment, who gave their lives to liberty in 1776. Unity in Christ. Jesus will return before Christians unite in worship. If our hundreds of denominations cannot even unite with our Abba Father, how can we ever unite in godly civics? The answer is simple. Every worship center has two things in common: the need for religious liberty, and the Yahweh Nissi name of God, or Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is my banner. It only appears once, perhaps for today's world, in Scripture when Israel defeated the Amalekites. Because the Lord has sworn, the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Exodus chapter 17, verses 15 to 16. Think of political factions as Amalek, and the Lord is our banner. Yahweh Nissi, the status quo. Too many of us pulpit leaders avoid politics in our worship centers. And the reason is a general feeling that we have a greater calling. Go and make disciples. We are agnostic to our government overall. Politics is ungodly and divisive. Tax exemptions might be at risk, not true. We just avoid it all. From a biblical view, when Scripture ended, "Give unto Caesar what is Caesar's," was the norm, and Christians and Jews hid from Caesar. Too many still hide today because politics is so ungodly. That is the historical and biblical friction between our worship centers and government. But what if we look at our one nation under God through His eyes, not a biblical worldview as just another nation? Our USA through God's eyes. When the Mayflower, God's new ark, and the Pilgrim Remnant left the European church-state system for virgin land to invent a new type of government that His people own, it left Caesar behind. There is no Caesar in our Abba Father's 1776 creation. He ended the 1 Samuel spirit-human kingship model, Deuteronomy chapter 32 verses 8 to 9, and set a new paradigm that resembles Eden. All good things come from God. God created liberty and free will in Eden as the sovereign state of mankind. He said, "Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it." To be fruitful and subdue the earth, Adam and Eve needed to discover the laws of nature, but they never got that far. The devil's war against Jesus. "Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath." If we do not see our Abba Father's hand in his 1776 creation, we also do not see the devil's war against Jesus promulgated through nations and people on earth. That is one point where we pulpit leaders have missed the mark. If we do not see our war with the devil, we do not see our Abba Father's command to all believers, stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians chapter 6 is about our fight, not just the armor. Isn't it part of our job to see the devil's servant behind the blue faction? What we do about it is our conundrum. God's 1776 creation. God's new government was his laws of nature in our Declaration of Independence, DOI, not humans. That is the establishment clause in our CODUS. Never allow human whims, ideologies, political factions, or despots in authority to destroy we the people's DOI, right to consent, to our government. We the people own it. That is what a republican government in our CODUS means. Like in Eden, God's laws and principles still hold our universe together and determine all outcomes. If a plane loses propulsion, it falls to the ground every time. No one questions physics, gravity, molecular attraction, etc. Economic and social laws of nature are more difficult because humans affect them, but we must seek them for the best outcomes. In his 1776 creation, like in Eden, our Abba Father is the free exercise clause in our hearts. Our representatives and we the people are to seek and unpack the laws of nature to produce the most extraordinary outcomes and freely image our Abba Father to get all we can into heaven. That is our motivation. Ballots are how we choose our representative subduers of the earth. Our worship centers must teach his 1776 creation, "Go and make godly citizens," to choose representatives who seek his laws of nature. That is a mission exercise, not a pulpit message. Godly civics teaches it all. Political factions. There is zero place in the laws of nature for political factions, seeking power and their self-interests, to rule and plunder, we the people. Our Abba Father hated political factions. Federalist 10 eviscerated them, and P1 called them a frightful despotism in his farewell address. What more is there to know? Our founding fathers knew what we see today would happen if political factions were allowed to destroy we the people's DOI right to consent to our government. If we have not learned anything from Israel, do not ask God for another, quote, political faction king. We must return to our Abba Father's 1776 creation, a complete life system for all that glorifies our Abba Father, and our worship centers should be proud to make godly citizens and get all we can into heaven. WePeg1787.com. WePeg1787 is the stone we sling to end our Goliath government. P4547 is a populist who commandeered the red faction ballot slots, and we have 4 years to replace him and fill Congress with masters of the laws of nature, not political faction slaves. Political factions will become vestigial if our governments use the scientific method to research solutions. For example, in the COVID epidemic, the NIAID director not only chose drugs that gave him government power and lined his pocket, but he silenced expertise in the public square, a gross violation of the scientific method. Our WePeg1787 brings an end to that depravity. WePeg1787 requires every candidate, especially new ones, to describe in detail, with their 0 to 10 scores in disagreement to agreement, how they will govern with the laws of nature and principles that eliminate big money, political faction self-interest, and the politics of personal destruction from our elections. We will only vote for those who embrace our DOI/CODUS, WePeg1787 and their district. The body of Christ must demand that all our candidates post their WePeg1787 scores to get our votes. The laws of nature work for everyone because they are provable science, God or no God. Godly civics is that simple, but it will take 4 years to finish with goals at 1, 2, and 4 years. The body of Christ is the only group large enough to have the motivation to accomplish it. Please take the time to start our godly civics journey in glory to our Abba Father. Also, Liberty Civics is our school that teaches about the founding of our USA, as seen through scholarly eyes. All three website links are below. Yahweh Nisi.